surrounded by light, the light and the might and the mind of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the subject of our affection here. Good Day Weekend program. It's Memorial Day 2012. The weekend is 3 days long. A lot of people sort of put their mind in neutral, I think, Ken, don't you? I think people, maybe even professionals. Ken doesn't really take a vacation. I don't
take
a vacation.
This year, more people started this weekend, this three-day weekend, a lot earlier on Friday.
Okay, so why do you think that is? Is it a mind thing? People are physically exhausted, do you think? Or do you think that people they want something other than the norm? There's something in our culture right now that's very,
there's a lot of
uneasiness. Yeah, right, restlessness. And so under that circumstance, people seem to want to be distracted more. And I wonder how that plays on their health. Are people as conscious, more conscious, less conscious of their health, do you think, at a time like this where we have all these commercials for lose the weight, look better, be healthier?
They're concerned about it, but they're concerned about whether they're going to get the health care they need, they want, and whether they can afford it.
Well, there's that, and plus the fact that, do you believe that with all the attention from, from some good sources, that they are really concerned about their health and well-being, or interested in eating better and not having to go? Maybe, in a way, I was just thinking about this yesterday, in a way, are we doing ourselves a favor by being upset about the system, knowing that it doesn't really work, and therefore more conscious of our health, and are we taking more responsibility than individually, because the country's pretty much divided among those who want to take care of themselves and those who want the government to take care of them. And you see that reflected in the polls, the election polls, because there's a clear choice, don't you think?
There really is. Individual responsibility versus more government control.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the big news, the medical breakthrough of the week. First report at Dr. Ken's side is information that he's going to now communicate to you about something that's pretty important.
A medical breakthrough. This is going to affect a lot of us, especially as hopefully we continue to grow older and older. We're all born with this spark in the heart. It's at the top of the heart. It's like a battery, and it triggers the heartbeat. And you once calculated the number of heartbeats after about 70 years, and it's in the billions with a B. It's just amazing. And unfortunately, this spark, like the spark plug in the car motor, wears out over time, and this is why we put in these permanent pacemakers. Sometimes the wiring in the heart wears out. Another reason why we put these permanent pacemakers in. You can think of a pacemaker as nothing more than a battery and some wires. And these things have gotten smaller and smaller. It's amazing how tiny they are today. But one of the limitations has been that you have not been able to, up until recently, get an MRI, one of these imaging tests that uses magnets, not X-rays, to make pictures of structures down deep in your body, especially the brain. The MRI is especially effective for some deep structures in the brain. There are some other parts of the body that image a little better with MRI. And in the past, because you had this metallic device, the pacemaker, in your body, you could not have an MRI. You couldn't go in the magnet, or the magnet would just suck out the pacemaker from your body.
Wow.
And vanish. Well, the breakthrough is that Medtronic has been approved. They have a device they call the Revo MRI Sure Scan. It's the only pacemaker now approved by the FDA that will allow a patient to undergo an MRI. So if you're undergoing a pacemaker procedure because you need a new device, and many, many people will end up going down this road. Fortunately, it's usually a relatively simple procedure. Usually you're not even put to sleep. It's done under local anesthesia. The battery, a little tiny, about the size of a tiny pocket watch, is put under the skin, usually in the left upper chest, and then the wire is fed one or two into the heart. It's not done by opening up your chest. test. It's all done from the surface. It's amazing technology. And you may want to talk to the doctor about getting a device that will allow you to have MRIs. Medtronic has the device, but I would imagine their competitors, because it's a very competitive field. Boston Scientific, certainly I would imagine soon will have a device. And I would talk to your doctors about the potential for you having a pacemaker and being able to have an MRI.
All right, so questions on this, sent to Dr. Ken directly at 888-553-7536. In other words, we oftentimes, with some of these big stories, some of the breakthroughs, the big news of the week in medicine, it often trips in people's minds questions about things that are going on in their bodies, or maybe they have a relative or a friend who has, in this case, a pacemaker, and you heretofore couldn't take an MRI. Basically, what Ken is saying is this new device allows you to have an MRI. My father was one of those people. He never could have an MRI because he had a pacemaker the last 4.5 years of his life. You can understand the magnet, what it's going to do, what magnets do, in essence. So it is a breakthrough, and it is pretty important for lots of people. 888-553-7536. Holiday weekend. A lot of people have more time. You have things on your mind. Get them off your mind. Get them off your chest. Ask Dr. Ken, please tell us your story quickly and ask your question quickly so we can get to the heart of the matter quickly and have Dr. Ken give you the benefit of his expertise. This program's on every weekend at this time. More people listen to this medical program on the weekend than anything else that's on the radio, and we're basically here to help, and you can tell that by listening. It's pretty easy. His bedside manner is great. His knowledge base is great. So why not take advantage of great information at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the Good Day Weekend program, focused on your health at 14 past the hour.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
It's Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Send your questions along to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the news of the week and how it affects you. And you can chime in with your thoughts, 888-553-7536. The routine PSA tests that you... I don't know that you and I have ever had this conversation, whether you had them all the time. You know that because you're... my primary care physician in many ways. You know that I had a routine PSA test as part of the blood work every year, and that appears to be something that we, in the last, what, 4, 5, 6 months, have found out may not be desirable or necessary, but now the government says don't get them at all. What the heck is that about?
Well, exactly. Prostate cancer is a unique cancer. It's a very common cancer in guys, but sometimes it's a very slow-growing cancer. The cells divide abnormally, but they don't divide very quickly. So often, by the time it becomes a serious malignancy, it's so late that you outlive the cancer. And therefore, in retrospect, it wasn't worth even treating it. But the problem with prostate cancer is there are some very fast-growing cancers that are very malignant and very deadly. So the issue is there's not one size fits all. You need to understand whether you have a very high-grade, malignant, fast-growing prostate cancer or one that's growing very, very slowly. And unfortunately, in my feeling, this week we learned, it was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, this is a statement from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, and everybody needs to understand this, because this has impact on us in the future as the government seems to be getting more involved in our health care. In the current Obamacare, there is part of it that creates this board that will be making decisions about who gets what care in ways that have never occurred before. Currently, there is this U.S. Preventive Service Task Force. It is a government body, and unfortunately, often the insurers will use this as a reason not to cover things. This group got into fame a year ago when they recommended that women should not have mammograms in their 40s. And none of the cancer doctors, none of the obstetricians were involved in this decision, none of the gynecologists. And there was just blowback from this from all of the major organizations that take care of women with breast cancer. And finally, the government took away this recommendation, and now we are continuing to give mammograms to women in their 40s. But this group resurrected themselves this week as they recommended that men of all ages no longer, never, be screened for prostate cancer by undergoing the prostate-specific antigen test, the PSA. They conclude that PSA screening results in overdiagnosis of prostate cancer and unnecessary treatment that can leave men impotent and incontinent. These are their conclusions, published this week in the Archives of Internal Medicine. But none of the task force members, Doug, are urologists. That's a doctor who's a specialist in this area of the body, or oncologists. None of them are oncologists. These are medical doctors who are cancer specialists. And I just wonder whether it's possible for them to be considered qualified to even broach this topic. There's so much politics involved in this.
Yep.
There's so much pressure on them to save money.
Yep.
I'm so concerned by this.
21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it?
Ooh, they were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah, we stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep, they called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Doug, waiting for your calls, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. I'd love to talk to you about anything in health, head-to-toe medicine, you, your spouse, your parents, your kids, your cousins, your friends, anything you'd ever want to talk to a doctor. I promise I won't embarrass you. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I've been in medicine over 30 years, and I'd love to share with you my experience. I've been blessed to have trained at some of the finest university medical centers in the country. I've been practicing in the same town right outside of Orlando now for over 25 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen in medicine at least once. Spokesperson for the American Heart Association, went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania, trained physician, trained internist, trained medical scientist, cardiologist. Did my internship and residency at Duke University and then went out to California, where Doug spent some time, but in San Francisco myself to train in cardiology, and I've been blessed to have this experience. I'd love to help you get to the next step. I know how hard it is these days to navigate the medical maze. It is a web of not user-friendly help, and I'd love to help you get to the next step because sometimes often today you need some help getting to the next step. There's no bill. There's no paperwork. What better way to deal with this? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken will pay for the call anywhere in the 50 United States. 1-888-553-7536. I'd love to hear what you think about government getting more involved in health care, making decisions like we heard this week from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force advising that men no longer ever get a PSA. My own feeling is that one size does not fit all. You can't get people making these decisions centrally in the ivory tower for everybody. You need to make these decisions on a case-by-case basis. Yes, for some people it doesn't make sense, but for others, this has been life-saving. I know it. I've seen it in my over 30 years of practice.
All right. Let's go one further. Let's go a little bit further. Go one further step with this discussion of prostate cancer. The question about whether or not it makes sense to not have routine PSA tests, I'd want to have it every once in a while. But there's another item this week concerning those men who don't have any hair and their connection to prostate cancer, Ken.
Well, the urologists got together in Atlanta at the American Urologic Association annual meeting, and they announced this week that a male who's bald may have a higher risk of prostate cancer. This is based on actual studies. Bald men who underwent biopsies of the prostate, they were more likely, Doug, to have cancer than those with more hair on their heads. So bald men should be aware that they may benefit from being screened earlier and perhaps, if necessary, from being biopsied sooner. So here you have a subgroup of patients, of people who it may make sense to have a PSA and maybe even get it earlier.
Yeah. So the contradictions are amazing. They really are.
Well, that's what happened. And in fact, I must mention, in this same journal, the Archives of Internal Medicine, which is a very well-respected journal, we all read it. I've been reading this since I was a medical student. Excellent evidence-based material. To get this recommendation there was amazing to me. But in the same journal, there's a scathing editorial written by a urologist contradicting what this government panel has decided. So please realize this is a very controversial recommendation. It's as controversial as the recommendation they made about eliminating mammograms for women in their 40s.
888-553-7536. Email to Ken at drkenshow.com. A lot of this information is not proprietary, but Ken does the research. Matter of fact, we each week produce a Good Day Health newsletter. I wasn't sure whether there was one produced this weekend because it was a holiday or not, but I'm looking here.
Absolutely.
And have found the Good Day Health newsletter. So what do we have this week for information that people can sign up for free?
Doug, this week's health newsletter is all about the latest information in the medical journals in the past 2 to 3 months about our children. Information which you may not be aware of, but practical information you can quickly use to improve the quality and health of your kids.
All right, help yourself to that information. Go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. See Dr. Ken's picture. That's pretty obvious on both websites how you sign up. Just put your email address in and get the information every week that may help you if you are not, if maybe there's something that you don't want, you pass it along to somebody else in your family. It's free. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're just trying to be helpful, which is pretty much the mainstay of what Ken does. 888-553-7536. Your call's next here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Weekend is upon us, and your calls are coming in. Hurry up, because the lines get plugged up. If you want to get in, get Dr. Ken's time. He always gives you his unequivocal, open, and studied answer. But we got to get to everybody's thoughts, and that means that you need to put your thoughts together, please, before you call, so that we can get down to business here. 888-553-7536. Danny is in Warner Robins, Georgia, listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Danny, what's your question for Dr. Ken?
Yeah, I was just curious. I think it's Ambrin, the hormone supplement for women. I think it's the right one. And there's also one similar for men. I guess not hormone, obviously. But if it's beneficial, it claims that, you know, helps to balance the hormones as far as mood swings and also help to lose weight. Is it logical?
Ken?
Yes.
Oh, Michael, did we lose Ken? For him? Oh, well, I don't hear him. So hold on. We'll put you on hold for a second, sir. And see, what happens when we're doing this program? I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. Ken is down in his studio in the suburban Orlando area, and you are where you are around the country. So it isn't like I can look across the room as it is in many circumstances when a radio program's on the air. Everybody's together in the same room. We're in a virtual room. And so if Ken's not there and I don't know it.
I'm here.
Ah, there we go. Okay. So Danny's question. Danny, repeat your question again for...
I didn't hear it.
Ken, we didn't hear. He was not able to hear anything that you said.
Okay, sir.
There you are. Hi, Danny.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
I was just wondering if I think it's Ambrin for women is, I guess, a hormone balance. It also helps to lose weight. My wife, she's 47. It helps, supposed to help with mood swings and such. If it's practical, if it works.
Does Ambrin work?
Well, Ambrin is a product. It's a supplement that has been shown to be effective in some studies, safe and effective, and to help some women with some of the symptoms of menopause. How did she come across this? Did her doctor recommend it, or did she just...
It's something I heard about, and I inquired on the Internet for whatever, and just trying to find out some more information.
And what's your goal? What are you trying to accomplish, Dr. Danny, for your wife?
To help her with her mood swings, mainly.
Okay. And are they worse now? I would imagine is she coming up on the menopause? How old is she?
She's 47. It seems like it started, and then it paused, And sometimes she still gets the hot flashes back and forth. So,
if she wants to try Ambrin, I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that you don't want to pull your own teeth. Has she talked to her doctor about effectively dealing with her perimenopausal symptoms? I hope she has a gynecologist.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, even if you want to go, it'd be a very good idea so she doesn't go alone. And
yes.
Go and talk to the gynecologist and, you know, about the big picture issue that you have to deal with. Unfortunately, this is too common an issue at this time of life. And why don't you could bring this up as a possible suggestion. But I'd rather this be dealt with in the context of dealing with the big picture, how do you, and the various options that the gynecologist might have available.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. 888-553-7536. Here's Edward in Vernon, New York. What's your question for Dr. Ken, Edward?
It's all about atrial fibrillation.
Sure, I'd be glad to help you. Atrial fibrillation, it's when the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms. It's a very common problem. It's the most common irregularity, abnormality of the electrical system. The reason why we're so concerned about it is because it can cause clots in the heart that are then propelled to the brain and cause strokes. How can we help, Edward?
Well, after she was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, she spent over a week in the hospital. Nothing happened. She still has it. She was had a cardioversion. They tried all kinds of medicine, and one medicine that she's staying on is Coumadin, of course. And I was just wondering, what kind of a solution can we come up with? We've been going through this for over a couple of months.
Edward, Edward, let me reassure you, don't fight this. Sometimes you have to accept this as a reality. It's a very common problem. It's especially a problem of aging. The older you get, the more likely this is going to occur. And sometimes we just can't convert you back to regular rhythm. So what we try to do is just control the heart rate. When the top of the heart is beating so rapidly, these impulses are conducted to the bottom of the heart, and we have to make sure the bottom of the heart is not beating too rapidly. So we have drugs for controlling the heart rate of the lower part of the heart, and then we have drugs that will thin the blood to lower the risk of having a stroke. And then sometimes the third group of drugs that we use for this problem are to try to convert back to regular rhythm, and sometimes we just can't do it. And we just accept rate control and blood thinning as an adequate treatment for this. How does your wife feel? You sound very, very worried and uneasy about this. I have a feeling the doctors haven't explained enough of this to you and reassured you enough about how to live with atrial fibrillation.
Well, that's a true statement for sure. A very complicated subject, isn't it? The body is quite a piece of machinery.
And
but anyway,
it is a complicated bit of machinery, but I can't tell you how many thousands of Americans live a good life with this issue. But part of it is just accepting that this is what you have and then trying to make the best of it. And I have treated, you know, I can't tell you, thousands of people with this. And many people do very finely with this. There are some who never accept it, fight the drugs, you know, assume that the doctor is just trying to torture them, and they don't do well with it.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny how you explain that, because one of the cardiologists where she goes to, he explained there is a six-cylinder car that's dropped three cylinders, and she might have to operate on the three cylinders.
Well, it's not quite that much. You don't get that much half the heart cylinders from the top of the heart, from the kick of the heart. You know, maybe 10%. Maybe she's losing one cylinder.
Okay. All right. Well, that's more reassuring. That's
right.
Sure.
That sounds horrible to think you're going to lose half the output of your heart in atrial fibrillation. That's not true at all. Unless she has is her heart very weak? Or it sounds like, I bet, the first real problem she's had with the heart.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess she's got a slight mitral valve leak.
Okay, but this, I can hear it in your voice, Edward, that this is your first real experience with something of concern. And the seasoned cardiologist can get you through this, and most can live a very nice life if you get the hand holding that you need that you're not getting.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping for some results because she just wore, ECG or ECK for 2 weeks?
A Holter monitor of some. She probably wore a continuous monitor, an event recorder, or maybe they wired her up with some sort of a continuous loop monitor.
Right. And it was they got the chip down there and that wherever they
Edward,
got it.
Edward, lower. It's good that you're concerned about her, but just lower the intensity a little bit. Don't lose the intensity, but just lower the pressure because the emotional pressure just makes this worse.
All right, 888-553-7536. Let's move along. John, who's in Pennsylvania, has another question sort of up the same alley. Ken, go ahead, John. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hi, John.
Hi, doctor. I was about a month ago, I was found that I had atrial fibrillation, diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. The medication recommended immediately, or the cure for it, was a new medication similar to Coumadin, but it has no antidote.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
I'm 73 years old, and I get around quite a bit.
Yes, let me explain that a little.
Coumadin.
John, Xarelto and Pradaxa are two new drugs and an entirely unique family of drugs that can substitute for Coumadin for patients who have atrial fibrillation to lower the risk of getting a stroke. The advantage of this new family of medicines, it didn't exist up until a couple of years ago, available, approved by the FDA for use. The advantage of this new family is that you don't have to go and get your blood checked every 4 weeks or even more quickly to figure out the right dose, because there's only one dose, so no longer do you get that PTINR that everyone who's on warfarin or Coumadin knows all about. The flip side is, unlike Coumadin and warfarin, it's the same drug. If you get too much of it, we can give you vitamin K as an antidote and quickly reverse it. The new family of drugs doesn't have an antidote. So if you do get a level that's way too high, you can succumb to this. And there have been a few case reports of people hemorrhaging to death because they couldn't get it out of the system. You actually have to filter the blood to get rid of it. And that often, unless you're in a specialized center next door, you're not going to get that done real quickly. So
I see. When I was diagnosed with this, immediately the doctor recommended this new drug.
Well, the advantage is it gets rid of this common nuisance of having to get your blood taken out of you at least every 4 weeks. When you start off a lot sooner, sometimes, you know, every week or even sooner. So that's the nice advantage. But you have to.
Originally, Mike, I wondered whether at the top of the show you mentioned an implant that could regulate the heartbeat.
What we talked about at the top of the show is a pacemaker that has been approved for use in an MRI.
And that would have no bearing on atrial fibrillation? That's the question.
Not directly. A pacemaker just prevents the heart from beating too slowly.
Slowly, I see.
And in atrial fibrillation, usually the heart, the bottom of the heart is beating too rapidly because the upper part of the heart is beating exceedingly rapidly. And you have this little filter between the top and the bottom of the heart, which slows all of the impulses coming down. It's called the AV node. I don't want to get too technical.
All right.
But in people with a healthy AV node, the impulses come down pretty quickly, so the bottom of the heart is going rapidly. and we slow that AV nodal conduction down with medication so that the bottom of the heart's not beating too rapidly. So a pacemaker is used for something else when it goes too slow. Sometimes when we treat the atrial fibrillation, we end up with a very slow heart rate, and we need to back up the medications with support of a pacemaker. But a defibrillator is totally different. That shocks a rapidly beating heart, usually from the bottom of the heart, ventricular fibrillation, back into regular rhythm. The atrial fibrillation is from the top of the heart. There are some very, and this is getting a little too technical, there are some very specialized top of the heart defibrillators that are used when you maybe occasionally go into atrial fibrillation.
All right, John. There's a lot more information than you probably thought you were going to get, but it's good because you can chew on that and maybe come up with some ideas of your own. That's a good call. 888-553-7536. The calls are all good. The thing is, to get to your point, ask your question, let Dr. Ken answer it. But the only bad question, the only really off question is one you don't ask. Ask away at 888-55-DRKEN.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, get a Craftsman cordless trimmer blower combo. Was $119.99, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro 2 cubic foot potting mix, $9.99 each with a $4 mail-in rebate available. So get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace stores May 25th through 28th may not be combined with other offers. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply. See store for details.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you, how you doing? We've talked about this a little bit in the past when people say, how you doing? Now, you can answer in many different ways. I can't complain. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Blah, blah, blah. And you know what? It really doesn't do anything for you. And you know as well as I do, the person that is asking you how you're doing really doesn't care anyway. It's just a matter to open up a conversation. But here's what I would like you to say to yourself. Not necessarily to someone else, but you know what? Even to someone else. Listen carefully. If I ask you, how are you doing? Here's one answer. I am happy with who I am, and I am looking forward to whom I will be. Now, can you imagine that? Having that type of a mindset each and every time you ask yourself or somebody else asks you, I am happy, and I am looking forward to whom I will be. That's the mantra. That's the way to enjoy your day. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. More of your calls coming up, plus email address to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstephan.com. It happens to be 51 after the hour. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're on the air live answering your questions right now.
Yeah.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now, with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're joined now by David McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health, has been a frequent contributor to this program. Whenever there is news, as there is this week, about heart issues, cholesterol issues, issues of circulation, what happens when you are obese to your circulatory system? Dave, welcome. I would start with that before you and Ken are to have a conversation about some of the more specific things that help people understand what they can do with high cholesterol. I just wonder what you think. Every time you see one of these headlines, for example, the headline this week, U.S. obesity rate set to soar, costing the government billions of dollars, and who knows what toll. It's always about the government, the government, the government. What toll does that take on the people who are going in that direction? And I wonder, again, from your vantage point, as a fellow who's had this problem, that's why you founded Solana Health to begin with, what are your observations?
Yeah, good morning. Absolutely. Obesity, you know, lack of exercise is definitely another risk factor that we as a country are struggling with that in the end, you know, leads to more heart disease.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate.
All right. So I always am curious to have you and Ken. You're the experts. I sit and listen with along with thousands of other people to this information. So, Ken, why don't you and Dave have one of your enlightening conversations?
Sure. Doug, I see patients with high cholesterol every day, and my goal as a cardiologist is always to reduce their risk factors for heart disease and to do it safely. And that's the reason I started putting patients on Cardiol. It's a natural supplement for cholesterol and triglycerides. I especially like it to be used before the plaque develops because it doesn't have any of the concerns that I have with statins. But when I know that I have a lot of plaque that I need to stabilize, I may take the chance and use something stronger. But I especially like the Cardiol. The patients come to me, they don't have any coronary disease yet, but they have numbers that they want to get down to lower their risk. And The reason I started cardio and the natural supplement for cholesterol and triglycerides, because both the cholesterol, the triglycerides, the bad cholesterol, they're all significant risk factors. And I've seen this cardio lower both of the total cholesterol, the triglycerides, and I've also seen it lower the bad cholesterol, the LDL, in my patients. My patients really love it. It's so easy to take, unlike a lot of the other formulations. This is only one capsule a day. And as Doug mentioned, we've got David McMahon, the founder and president of Solana Health, on the phone, and we wanted to ask him to tell us about the science behind cardio. David, welcome back to Good Day Health.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ken. Yeah, you know, cardio, the reason that we put this formula together was because there is such good science on some of these key ingredients, you know, published by Mayo Clinic and some other, you know, significant institutions that we would all recognize. And like you said, just one capsule a day, we're able to see those numbers really come down. I saw it in myself. And
I saw it
in
me. We did that. We had this test on me, Dave. Ken went before and after, and I saw the exact same thing happen.
Yeah, excellent. So it's great to have another testimonial right here in the room, as it were.
I've been seeing great results on the numbers on the patients and very good tolerance of it. I haven't had people complain about issues with it. It's well tolerated.
And there's nothing else like it, really. That's can we speak to that, David? There's really nothing else like this.
Yeah, there really isn't. There are some other things out there that are natural and can help to some extent, but you're typically only going to see about 10% from some of these other formulas, and you really always have to take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pills a day, which I personally really don't like to do.
Nor do I.
But also, you know, on top of, you know, the benefits you can see in the numbers, we've also got significant antioxidants, CoQ10, resveratrol, bioflavonoids. So it's really a, you know, kind of a vitamin for the heart and the circulatory system, if you will. So there's a lot of good long-term ingredients there, you know, giving you benefits.
This is why we would like you to take advantage of the opportunity that Dave and Solana Health have put forth. You can get a free 30-day trial so you can see how Cardiol works for yourself. You go to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/Ken, and you get the free trial, 30-day trial. You get, shipping and handling costs about $8.95. That's the entire cost of this whole thing. Find out how the program can work well for you. Either call toll-free 888-809-6412.
How much are you